After years of studying and working with the trees, you'd think I'd be used to them, but honestly, they still surprise me. I'll give you an example. One blistering afternoon last summer, I was walking through a dense part of the city, heat bouncing off glass and pavement, air thick enough to wear. Then I turned onto a corner, onto a tree-lined street, and it was like stepping into another world. The air changed. It was cooler, quieter. The leaves above them were doing their work, shading, breathing, transforming the space around them. And I remember thinking, this is what resilience looks like. Urban trees aren't just pleasant extras. They're living infrastructure, carbon sinks, cooling systems, stormwater managers. A single mature tree can store over 20 kilograms of carbon each year, intercept rainfall, filter pollutants, and create a microclimate that supports people, pollinators, and even soil and health. But beyond data, beyond charts and figures I've worked with for years, there's something almost magical about what trees do in cities. They turn stress into calm, heat into breath, concrete jungles into places you want to stay. In the face of climate change, we need solutions that work, and trees do. But we also need solutions that inspire, and trees do that too.